Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, the Bible says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." I love the little book of 1 John. It is so full of wonderful thoughts and truths. We often read the Bible waiting for a truth without even thinking about what we read. The first four verses are so very powerful. By the way, God wrote the Bible for us to think about, not waiting for the thoughts to just hit us. For instance, 1 John 1, 1 through 3, talking about Jesus. They go along with Genesis 1, 1, in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 and verse 14. Do you realize that by the book of 1 John, almost 50 years have passed since Calvary? Only the old-timers still remember having seen and or heard or touched Jesus. They have a joy that the newer generation didn't know anything about. These old-timers want these younger people to experience that same full joy they had with Jesus. A year or so ago, a pastor brought a group of young people to our church, and he knew I had worked for Dr. Jack Hiles. And he asked these young people to ask me questions about working for Brother Hiles. I was so saddened to think not a one of those teenagers was alive when Brother Hiles was still alive. They could only glean from what I knew of him. They would never get to meet him this side of heaven. You see, we have to realize that we cannot go back in time physically, just like they could not hear in 1 John and physically handle or see Jesus. They might not be able to go back and see him or handle him, but they still could have full joy. We can have the same full joy as those who actually walked with Jesus. Let me ask you a question. How full is your joy today? Not how happy are you with every situation in life, but how full is your joy? Not everything is going to go right in life. Not everything might be right now, but how full is your joy? Not how do I feel, but how full is your joy? Jesus is the Word of God, and he has given it to us to read and to handle and to love so that our joy may be full. Some only get a taste of joy, but it can be full. Some only have partial joy, but it can be full. Let me ask you a question. Do you really want to have full joy? Then let's see what God has to say about joy and being filled or full of joy. Number one, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. It is not something we produce. In Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23, it lists the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, temperance, meekness. Against such there is no law. And we have to understand something. Joy is something that the Holy Spirit produces in us as we use it. John 17:13, Jesus is speaking, and he makes a very interesting statement to the Father when he says, "And now I come, now come I to thee, and the things that I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves." You see, we don't get joy by what we do. We get the joy by the Holy Spirit. Joy is not a feeling of happiness. Joy is a right attitude while facing difficult times. Joy is not something you can prepare or produce. It is an obedience to a truth, and it's the result of the obedience to that truth. Fullness of joy comes as we empty what we have, and the Holy Spirit pumps it back full into our life. If you go to the dealership and buy a brand new pickup truck, they'll fill it with gasoline for the first time. But when the gasoline runs out, you don't throw the truck away and go buy a new truck. You go to the gas station and fill the gas tank full again. That is exactly what God is talking about with joy. We start emptying ourselves. We go back to the station, to the Holy Spirit, and ask him to fill it, and he does. The Holy Spirit is the one to fill our joy as we yield and obey with the right attitude. And as we use it, he fills us back up. We live by the principles of the Bible with the right attitude, and he fills us back up. We don't let feelings decide what we do, and we don't quit and give up and complain and whine and fuss and feud, but we obey, and God fills us back up. Number two, joy does not come in the good times. It comes in the hard times. John chapter 16, verses 20 through 22, the Bible says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. You shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy." Just like a woman, the Bible talks about, she's not having a good time when she's birthing a child, but when the child comes, boy, there's joy. You see, God will take our sorrow and turn it into joy. No person can steal your joy. You can give your joy away, but it is the Holy Spirit who gives us joy. You know, in Acts 13, verses 50 through 52, the disciples were rejected, but they had joy. The problems are what gives us the opportunity to have joy. Number three, God wants us to have full joy. So that means seeing full problems so we can use full joy. Psalm 126, 5 and 6, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing," or rejoying, "bringing his sheaves with him." For you to have full, abundant, overflowing joy means you're going to have many hard, sad, difficult opportunities. Each time you face one, if you use joy, you'll have room for more joy. This is exactly what God's talking about, filling or fulfilling our joy. As we use more joy, our supply tank increases. Do you know that each time God fills our tank with joy, our tank is able to take a little bit more? Because the Holy Spirit is eternal, there's an everlasting supply. Don't be satisfied with a taste of joy. Don't be satisfied with partial joy. You can have joy, you can have it more abundantly, but you're going to have to go through many, many, many more problems and opportunities to have it full. You can never experience joy in the joy of the Lord unless you obey him. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.